Well, believe it or not, the PGA Tour season has officially gone into a six-week break. Hallelujah! European Tour season is also officially concluded for the 2021 campaign, and it will restart this week, rebranded as the DP World Tour. Well, welcome back into the Grill Room with my man, Jay Randolph Jr. You know him much better as STL Golf Geek on Twitter. Jay, before we get into the golf news and tournament wrap-ups, I have to mention the intriguing video we both saw. It was on Twitter. It was Tiger Woods hitting golf balls. What did you see?
It brought a smile to my face, as I think it did with so many out there. You saw the reaction from fellow players and athletes. It was cool. And you know what it's a sign of, I have no idea. But it was, you know, that morning, somebody came into the pro shop and they were checking in and they said, "Boy, you don't hear anything about Tiger." And I said, "No, you don't, but that's probably the way he wants it. When he wants something known, he'll let you know." And he let us know that he was hitting golf balls. So, you know, the game has enjoyed continued success, even with him not being a major part of playing. I think we all know if he could come back one more time, which is probably asking more than we should, it could really, create some incredible theater. But, you know, time will tell. The health is number one.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jay. And, you know, the one thing that keeps lurking in my mind, we knew how good Tiger Woods was when he was at the top of his game. I mean, there was no doubt there was anybody any better. But by the same token, Mr. Randolph, when Tiger was at the top of his game, there was no Colin Morikawa playing the game. And the way he's playing the game right now, I mean, it's pure speculation, but you have to wonder, you know, Tiger at his best, Colin at his best, how much of a difference is there?
I think there's a big difference. I'm a big fan of what this young 24-year-old has done. It's a tremendous start, but you know, we're a long way from Tiger Woods category. He wins the race to Dubai and I saw a tweet which kind of tells you how messed up the race for Dubai is. When Colin Montgomery won the Order of Merit in 1995, he played in 18 standalone European events, averaging sixth place. This year, Colin Morikawa won the Order of Merit and played in three standalone events, and his average finish was 47th. Now, I don't tell you that to take anything away from that stellar final round, getting it done, winning two majors, being the number one amateur at one time. I mean, this guy is big time. He's now ranked second in the world rankings behind my boy Rombo. But that's a messed up thing, and it's nice that he's the first American to win the race to Dubai. But, you know, they need to worry a little bit less about all the big money they want to play for and figure out the proper way to have a race to Dubai.
Well, wait a minute. There's a drumstick still left on the table from Thanksgiving dinner. And let me pick it up and take a munch out of it. You think Tiger is getting ready for the father-son?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't look at full power. I don't want to read too much into it. That'd be great. Or maybe if he hung around and they played some more, I don't know. I don't know. I find it, you know, again, it's going to be, he's going to control what we know about the comeback. And he, you know, he gave us a little taste.
I think you're going to have less trouble munching on that drumstick than you did coming out with that answer. But right now, why don't we give a listen to Colin Morikawa regarding his win at the Race to Dubai.
It's so special. You know, I came here last year, first time to Dubai. Obviously not having played a couple, you know, too many European Tour events. And, you know, I told everyone that I wanted to come out here and win. Win the Race to Dubai, win the DP World Tour Championship. And I had it in my control this week. You know, if I won, obviously, I would have sealed the deal. And that's all I focused on, really. You know, I couldn't really get my head too focused on the Race to Dubai. I knew there's many, many scenarios that could have happened. But I wanted to come out here and win. You know, I felt like my game has been in a really good spot over the past kind of month and a half since the Ryder Cup. So, you know, overall, you know, it's just an amazing win. Really special.
Pretty special when you birdie five of the last seven holes. I'd say that much, Mr. Randolph.
Well, I mean, it looked like for a little bit that Rory was going to win, and then it looked like maybe Fitzpatrick, and then Morikawa just took off and closed the deal. And that's, you know, when you look at his wins and you look at his demeanor when he gets into the heat, I mean, it doesn't seem to faze him one bit. And maybe it's because he's used to it. I don't know. It's amazing for just a 24-year-old, his ability to handle the moments he has put himself in so far.
Well, he wins the PGA Championship first time out of the box, wins the Open Championship first time out of the box, was tied for fourth in the U.S. Open, wins a World Golf Championship event at the concessions. I mean, good yep. golly, Miss Molly, what kind of year in the world of golf can top that? I mean, that's that, you know, and it didn't come from nowhere, Jay. You know, he was ranked number one in the world as an amateur for 3 weeks, played on winning Walker Cup teams and two Palmer Cup teams. And here's the smartest thing I think he did. Went to the University of California, Berkeley. Stayed in school. Yeah. Why did he stay in school? He wanted to get his degree in business administration. He's got quite a business of his own that he's running right now.
Yeah, he's doing plenty of administering on sending out the funds or putting them in something, that's for sure. I mean, he's world class. I mean, you know, we get excited about Bryson, and we talk about Matthew Wolf, and we talk about Victor Hovland and this guy and that guy. But right now, the guy that has done more than any of the young crew of players, you know, other than Justin Thomas and Spieth, who are older, is this guy, Morikawa. He's ahead of the pack.
Yeah, some other good finishes worth mentioning. England's Matt Fitzpatrick finished second. McIntyre from Scotland is a play I really like. Rory, well,
yep.
big hiccup, Jay, in that final round.
In the final round.
Yeah, 74, yeah. but right there. And then old man for all the time, Ian Poulter, you know, he finishes tied for sixth. What do you say about the Pult? He just doesn't he seem to get better the older he gets?
Yeah, he just had a fantastic year, Bob. I mean, and motivated by the Ryder Cup. I mean, he certainly, with those back-to-back 67s, getting him in for a tie for six, very strong. But you got to wonder what the hell's going on with Rory. I mean, it looked like it was his to win going into the final round, and then he shoots 74, makes a couple of some mistakes, and I don't know. I thought this was maybe the year that he was going to have a big year, but he didn't do it. I thought he would play better in the majors than he did. So next year, we'll see. He'll be one to watch.
All right, before we get to next year, we got to put a bow tie on the RSM Classic. It was the final 2021 PGA Tour event. Taylor Gooch, first-time winner on the PGA Tour, 104 starts. He's 30 years old. And listen to these perks. He gets into the Century Tournament of Champions. He gets into all the majors and the Primo Invitationals. Another Oklahoma State product doing really well, was ranked 52nd coming in. Now he's all the way up to 33rd. Congratulations, Jay, to Taylor Gooch, job well done.
And he was a guy that had been kind of knocking on the door, playing good golf, and really just lit it up last week and put himself in a position where he had a two-shot lead going to the final couple of holes. A big win for him. You wonder if that's a springboard for him. I mean, we see guys win a regular event, and it takes them to another status and then maybe a major championship. And, of course, our 2021 winners of the majors were Hideki at the Masters, Phil with that amazing victory at the United States PGA Championship at Kiawa. This year, of course, the PGA will be at Southern Hills, an incredible venue in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It'll be quite different than it's been in the past when the PGA has been there in the heat of August. It'll be a May date. Rahm, the winner of the U.S. Open, will be at the Country Club, Brookline, Mass. And then let's head to St. Andrews for the 150th playing of the Open Championship, where the guy we were talking about earlier, Colin Morikawa, will defend.
Yeah, some days I wake up, I feel like I've attended every one of those 150 Open Championships at St. Andrews. I know it's not true, but I've been often asked this question, Jay. If I could only cover one event over the entire course of the year, what would it be? I don't even hesitate. It's the Open Championship. And when it's played at St. Andrews, it's the granddaddy of them all. And I remember being there for Jack Nicklaus, that final walk up the 18th hole, his second shot on the green, 10 feet away, above the cup, downhill, side hill, slides it in for a birdie, Golden Bear, a birdie on the last hole he ever played at St. Andrews in an Open Championship. We still remember it like it was yesterday. Here, I got to turn it over to you, Jay. There's so much new stuff going on with TV productions and new 9-year agreements. If you can cipher out some of it and explain to our listeners just a little bit about what's going to happen.
CBS will televise the majority of events in terms of network broadcasts. They're going to have 20 tour events, but NBC, to create some unity, if you will, or some consistency, is going to have all three of the FedEx Cup playoffs in August. The Golf Channel will still continue early round coverage and leading coverage, something I did not know, which I think is interesting. ESPN Plus will take over the distribution of 35 PGA Tour live events. They say nothing about the production aspect. I guess instead of signing up with, or maybe you'll have the option of signing up, your ESPN Plus subscription will have the PGA Tour, or you can sign up through the PGA Tour. Just go to PGATour.com. They'll be telling you, trust me. And Bob, one other thing, the Match is back out in a place we love, Las Vegas, Nevada. Bryson and Brooks are going to tee it up and maybe end the feud.
Who's Bryson playing?
He's playing Brooks Koepka.
Who's that?
Brooks Koepka. You remember
I remember
him?
That name. Yeah. Boy, oh boy, you talk about somebody vanishing from the scene. and now when I find out he's changed clubs to Srixon, Brooks did.
Srixon.
Bryson's not going to be outdone by that. Maybe he's going to break out his new 3D printed driver. Well, why not? Everything else in this wacky world is nowhere near what I ever thought it would be. I'm happy that the charity is going to be the big winner after this match. And I'm hoping that it's compelling television on Thanksgiving weekend, because I'm going to be proud to be at my sister's house along with my brother. First time in 30 years, Mr. Randolph, the three of us getting together. And boy, am I going to eat some turkey a lot more than I do on In the Grill Room.
Yeah, Bob, the 3D irons and driver, I had to go to YouTube and start looking at what the heck a 3D printed driver is. It's crazy how things have changed. Well, that's it for this week. We'll be back for the Hero World Challenge the first week of December, and Bob and I wish everyone a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.